Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio. Not Red State, GCN. I'm sorry. I'm so used to saying that. I apologize. I'm filling in for Bradley today. This is Tim Brown. I am the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and as you know, the infidel that Allah warned you about, it coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. I apologize for that. Gosh, I'm just so used to that just coming out of my mouth like that, so I do apologize. But yeah, we're on GCN here today. Bradley is doing some celebratory festivities there with his family, and so he asked if I would sit in today. And I got to tell you, last night he messaged me 9 o'clock my time. Hey, can you do the show? Yeah, okay. And for whatever reason, I slept okay, but I just didn't feel like it. This morning, got up, and I just didn't feel right. I don't know how to explain it. And I got plenty of sleep, but I went and took a nap today. Yes, I did sort of get one. It was kind of, you know, you don't get into the sleep, and it's just kind of like you're laying there. Anyway, I do feel okay for right now, so hopefully we're good to go for 2 hours today. This is 2 hours because it's Saturday. But if you guys want to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by GCN and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, and see the face that's made for radio, head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and there's two videos at the top of the page. The one on the right side is the morning show from this morning. We had Kate Schimmer on. We put out the warning to those engaged in homosexual behavior that it not only has physical consequences, there are spiritual consequences as well. You may want to check that out. Share that with your friends. Look, if they're going to push the pride stuff in our face this month, then let's push back with the truth, right? Let's push back with the truth, and let's win the day by calling them to repentance, giving the gospel. I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Yeah, let's give the gospel. Let's hold up the law of God. Let's show them their error. Let's diagnose their problem, which they're lawless. They're sinners. And let's call sinners to repentance and to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has conquered sin, death, hell, and the grave. All right, he's done that. So be sure to share that with people. On the right side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button. Blow it up on whatever device you got there. Click on the Rumble icon when you get it up there. Look for it on the bottom right-hand corner and join us in the chat. We got a lot of friends over there this afternoon. Good to see you guys. And yes, thank you for asking about that. I do feel a little bit better than this morning. We are also streaming live to Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live, and we're also streaming live to beforeitsnews.com. Top of the page over there, we want to say thank you to Michael Roach and his team over there for giving us a spot on their platform. Right up under where the morning show is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, be sure to sign up for an email newsletter. You get that once a day. It goes out between 7 and 8 Eastern, and that's all the articles we have from the site for that day. So be sure and do that. And if you'd like to keep us out there doing what we're doing on the internet radio and among the people. There's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that, make a one-time donation, or partner with us monthly as a son or daughter of liberty, and we do appreciate your support very much. Now, I'm not used to all the commercials here, so it takes me one or two segments to kind of get used to that, but I do have my notes up so I know when they're coming. We'll get to those in just a minute. We're going to be pulling over from a little bit of what Bradley was talking about yesterday on his show, which was about this company called BlackRock. He put out the article today called "It Is a Monopoly That Is Controlled by Force and Must Be Broken Up." Now, that was basically his title for the show yesterday. And he had gotten this image here, and people on the radio, you won't be able to hear it, but let me just describe it. It's got all the rainbow colors. There's basically, at least the shot is, I think there's more than what's showing here, but there is a roughly 12 different fast food places that are mentioned here that are promoting this pride, the sodomite agenda, if you will. They're promoting that. Among these are Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Actually, they're KFC now, aren't they? Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Taco Bell, Arby's, Starbucks, Chick-fil-A, Krispy Kreme Donuts, Domino's Pizza. All of these are doing that. And that, what I find interesting is, did a bunch of sodomites just take over everything? I'm just kind of curious as to what went on here. Or is there an agenda to use this, like the communists say, to demoralize the people? Well, you're saying they're not. I'm not so sure about that. Wondering who did the blowout here. I mean, Chick-fil-A was ready to make their... They were actually telling their employees the other year that they had until a certain date, even before there was a court ruling or anything, that they had to take the shot. So I know they're more than willing to go right along with that stuff. And anyway, we've got this stuff going on, and this is part of the problem. All of these people coming together, these corporations coming together and pushing an agenda on the people. Now, why is that? What's behind it? Well, we know that the lusts of men, we know their desires and things of that nature. We're going to touch on some of this here in the show, going to the Bible and also to the laws that we have that should be restricting these things, not giving these people, you know, free rein to do whatever they want and push whatever agenda they want, no matter how lawless it is. But it's really interesting that you're seeing more and more of them come on board with this. Okay? Now, if you remember, and I'm not going to play the video, Bradley's played it enough, I've played it many a times, you guys can look it up online. It's not hard to find. It's been in the Congressional Record. That is the Homosexual Manifesto, and by Michael Swift. And one of the things he talks about doing is getting these young men, getting, you know, your politicians, getting your policemen, getting, you know, people in authority or the positions of power and things like this to become sodomites so that they might control them. Even the court systems, they say, will be run by sodomites. That's what their vision for the future is. It's in contrast to the vision that God has given his people of the kingdom of God, to where the earth is filled with his glory. It's the complete opposite of that. And so the question we have to ask is Jesus said that the gates of hell won't prevail against the church. We got to ask the question, church, where are we at? Are we pushing up against the gates of hell or not? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hang on.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring. spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's out for today. I'm filling in. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can call in if you want to give a comment or you want to add something to the show. That'll be great. 1-866-582-9933. And I'm just getting all my windows here sorted. I'm taking up way more space than I do in the morning show, and that's okay. You know, somebody was mentioning Chick-fil-A not being a part of all this stuff. And just, this is Chick-fil-A's on site. They are also in the business of these initiatives that the World Economic Forum has put forth together, which I was compiling for Bradley's article today. These initiatives are known as the Corporate Economic Index, the CEI, the Environmental, Social, and Governance, ESG, and also the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, DEI. Now keep that last one in mind. This is from the Chick-fil-A website, okay? And you'll see, let me back up here, just so, this is how they pitch it. By the way, we exposed, Lynn Taylor and I, on Rotten to the Core Wednesday when we had that, we exposed how Chick-fil-A was pushing the United Nations social development goals through quote-unquote education, which is really indoctrination. They didn't tell you it was all this other stuff, but they were showing you exactly what they were doing. Notice this, committed to being better at together. Chick-fil-A's corporate purpose is to, quote, glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us. Well, that's what we should be. To have a positive influence on all who come into contact with Chick-fil-A. Our founder, Truett Cathy, believed that a great company is a caring company. I agree. He would never have, I don't think the guy would have ever thought to force experimental shots on his employees either. Okay, let's just keep that in mind. We understand that the path toward better at together looks different for every business. At Chick-fil-A Incorporated, our commitment is to approach this work with intention and humility, always believing the best in one another and striving for common ground. We're early on in our journey, but we're honored by the opportunity. Now, what I want you to see is this guy, Eric McReynolds. Chick-fil-A restaurants have long been recognized as a place where people know they will be treated well. Modeling care for others starts in the restaurant. We're committed to ensuring mutual respect, understanding, and dignity everywhere we do business. Those tenets are good business practices and crucial to fulfilling our corporate purpose. He is the vice president of what? Ah, one of those World Economic Forum initiatives, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Mm-hmm. And there's more. If you want to check that out, I'll have the link up. I'll drop it even here in the chat just so people will be able to see for themselves. And you go read and you tell me whether or not, what Chick-fil-A's doing here. There you go. You've got the information. All right. You can do with it what you'd like. And I think, again, they've shown their hands. And when I say about the shot, look, I went down, me and my son went down and protested, and we had one of our contributors come up from Georgia and protested. We had somebody who was in the area who came and protested with us at Chick-fil-A because of their mandates of the shots on the people that work for them. Why don't you care for those people? Why would you want to push a bioweapon on them? It's interesting. Anyway, with that said, BlackRock. Well, what is BlackRock? Well, I'm going to be showing you some videos today, and pardon me if they're a little bit low on the volume. Just crank your volume up a little bit. I have to kind of watch the meters here, and they work a little different with GCN than they do on my morning show. So I'm having to turn the volume down and stuff. I may turn it up just slightly, but I don't want to make it difficult for those guys down there at GCN to manage sound. But I've got several videos I want to play for you, and I will try to move them up as best I can so that you can hear them. If not, just crank your sound up just a little bit more so you can hear this. This is a short little video explaining to you who and what BlackRock is, what they're all about. Check this out.
Tiffany and Larry Fink hold such power. Why is it that you have not heard of them more? There is power in anonymity. If BlackRock is barely featured in print publications and news channels, it is because they want it to be so. If they wanted, they could feature every day. BlackRock currently owns 18% of Fox, 16% of CBS, and 13% of Comcast, which in turn owns NBC, MSNBC, and Sky. If any of those companies wanted to make a decision, they would have to also consult with BlackRock before doing so. The same is true for Google, a tech giant currently worth $853 billion. Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter are also not exempt, and neither is Disney. Thanks to their incredibly diverse investment portfolio in media alone, BlackRock essentially owns 90% of the world's media. If you don't know about them, it's because they don't want you to. Why? Owning a portion of the world doesn't come without its share of scandal or conflict. In 2020, BlackRock became the first foreign company to be allowed into China's mutual fund industry, which means they can now invest and own parts of Chinese companies, including ones that are blacklisted by the United States. One of the first investments made by BlackRock was in HikiVision, a security and communications firm that essentially makes facial recognition software for use by the Chinese government. But this money isn't just BlackRock's or Larry Fink's. It comes from pension funds and bank accounts of ordinary civilians who have unknowingly given money to BlackRock in the past. If we take into account BlackRock's ownership over Western media, banks, e-commerce stores, social media, food and beverages, and many, many more industries, it becomes evident that the company has a wealth of data on us. They may do with it what they please. TikTok's data harvesting pales in comparison to what BlackRock is capable of, given how they have everything from our bank account numbers to our personal tastes and preferences. As BlackRock's investment in China grows, so will China's influence on the world. And our personal data, which was hanging on a thread to begin with, will quickly end up in the wrong hands. With the trajectory BlackRock has been on...
Okay, so sorry about that. The video cut off that I got. But you get the idea of what BlackRock is. Now, my understanding is it's largely a big hedge fund. I mean, they're using all kinds of companies that are under them. In fact, you can go online and you've got several people who will show you all of the various companies where they have invested in. For instance, this is just, you just put in BlackRock owns, you can get some of these things. You can see, for instance, they have investments. You heard some of them in the video. Amazon, Microsoft, Exxon, Chevron, Netflix, Lowe's, Visa. I'm just picking out a couple of here that are big ones that you would know. Moderna, Pfizer, Merck, Raytheon, Boeing, Honeywell, Time Warner, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, Qualcomm, Verizon, 3M, Dow, MasterCard, Walmart, AT&T, Walt Disney, and there's some other ones, Uber, there's some other things here. These are just some that they can fit on here. And you basically have three companies. Now, BlackRock, these three companies, I mean, you don't see these three companies that own all these other bigger ones. Let me click on this one. What you'll find is, you'll find that BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are the three major owners, or at least investors, stockholders, in virtually every major corporation in the United States. Okay? And keep in mind what the guy was talking about in the video just a little bit ago. He was saying that BlackRock became the first company to come in and be able to invest in Chinese companies. Now, I'm going to tell you, I had some friends that worked in China, and they told me, they said, you know, you can go and patent your stuff anywhere in the world, but if the men over there get a hold of your product, they'll go and patent it over there in China. This is how you get all these knockoffs of what Americans or Europeans or somebody else produce. The Chinese go and they basically steal it. They steal the idea. China says it's legal because, again, they're not a country that has, a foundation like ours had based upon the law of God. It's not like that at all. And so they'll go ahead and let their people do that kind of stuff. Why? Because, and I want you to pay attention to a parallel that is building steam more and more. When the people make money in China, they are funding that communist government. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. When the people make money in America, what do the people think they're supposed to do? Fund government. That's what they think they're supposed to do. The people who set up the government are supposed to do. Boy, we've got a lot of stuff backwards that we've got to correct, and we're going to get to some of that in this next hour and a half. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to call in. Love to have you comment or add something to the conversation, and we'll be back on the other side. Hang on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling bill into law.
It was critical to reach an agreement, and it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis.
Speaking from the Oval Office last night, the president praised House Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders for being able to work together to get the bill passed. Three trains collided in eastern India, resulting in nearly 300 deaths and more than 1,000 injuries. The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has reaffirmed the United States' stance regarding China's assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific region. Addressing a significant Asian security conference in Singapore today, Austin emphasized that while the U.S. does not desire conflict or confrontation, the country will not back down to bullying. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let's get right to this. We've got a caller on the line, Sean. He wants to talk about condition to keep concepts separate. Sean, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Good. How are you, man?
I'm blessed by the best, despite my mountain of mess, and I got to tell you, that pile of pebbles gets bigger by the day. But as long as I can remember...
You're a poet, don't know it, but your feet show it because they long, fellas.
You know it.
What you got?
So there's been I'm in my mid-40s now. I'm 44. And I've noticed that ever since I was a little kid, we've been conditioned to have certain topics that are considered faux pas. And that's been at a great detriment to our society. And that's the topics of politics and religion, right?
Yeah.
Don't talk politics with your neighbors. Don't talk religion with your neighbors. You don't want to offend anyone. You don't want to push anyone away. That's not true. Because it is politics and religion, most importantly, that unite us all.
Yeah,
no matter what
right.
the difference in our religion is, we all believe in a higher power. You know, and without talking religion, you can never sway someone from their, I wouldn't say heathenist ways, but their misguided beliefs to the true God, to Christ.
Amen.
And that cannot be done without having the conversation. And if you notice as of late, when you just try to simply render the greeting of the day walking down the street to somebody, they look at you like you're insane, or they just walk across the street. And that goes back to the conditioning that started in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, I've often told people, I said, the most exciting and enlightening conversations that you can have are those where you talk politics and religion. And I will say that politics is just the outworking of what the religion of the culture is. I've said it, you know, many times on my show, and that is that every government that people have on the face of the earth, no matter how small or how big, it is the result of the God of that society. If the God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the true and living God of the Bible, well, then we should be looking to His laws, and His laws should reflect who we are as a people. If it's Islam, then they're going to look to Sharia, to the Quran, to the Hadith. If it's humanism or communism or any of that other, then you're going to find the mind of man is going to be the God of that society. And that can change on a whim. In fact, we're seeing that. How, you know, our laws, these guys want to push laws that vacillate back and forth. Of course, they're supposed to hold to the Constitution, but many times they're writing laws that undermine the very express laws that are written that say you can't have anything to do with this, or your authorization is very limited in that area. So you're exactly right. These are great conversations to have.
Amen. You know, it reminds me to an old saying I learned in basic training. When bullets start flying, color goes out the window and everyone believes in God. Right?
Yep.
So it's very heartbreaking. See, I'm from Camden, New Jersey, right? It's right across the bridge from Philadelphia. So when I was a kid, things were just different. People still cared about the neighborhood. Couldn't go five blocks over without your mom or your dad knowing where you were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just things now are just completely out of control. Like on Memorial Day of all days, my township did this last year. Last year they flew an LGBTQ plus IO whatever flag at half mast.
Wow.
Next to the red, white, and blue. And this year it was Black Lives Matter. I vomited a little bit. You know, you pick a day when you honor the people who look, we all give something, but some give everything to a service, to a belief in selfless service of others, God, family, country. And then you see people just flagrantly disrespect and dishonor the ultimate sacrifice that these heroes made. It's heartbreaking.
Mm.
Like, my dad's from North Carolina, so I grew up my whole life hearing about the demographic change between the South and the North. And I watched New Jersey change with the Democrats gerrymandering and redistricting everything. They completely took over all of South Jersey in the 90s and early 2000s.
Wow. Wow. You know, Sean, I've talked with a lot of military guys, and some of them, you know, believe a lot of the guys, at least over the past several decades, you know, that they've been snookered into these wars. It's not really
Absolutely.
About our freedom. It's about the very things that we're talking about today, BlackRock and other corporations and what they're getting out of the deal. And I think we even saw that with Donald Trump. Thank God he didn't start new wars that I know of. But even in Syria, you know, he was leaving troops there to steal their resources, the oil and such. So we've been involved in those kinds of things. And sadly, you know, whoops, we got somebody a little bit loud there. We've got
Sorry,
some people.
My daughter woke up a little cranky from a nap.
That's okay. I need to turn down my volume. I remember those days of the little ones being loud. And that's okay. That's fine. That means there's life in the house. That's a good thing.
Oh, amen, brother. I have my twins are 2.5. We have an 11-month-old. That's my 3 daughters. And our son will be here at the end of August.
Amen. Amen. Well, bless the Lord, because those are gifts from Him. They're His reward. And blessed is the man who has his quiver full of those little arrows you're going to shoot out into the world. So praise
Amen,
God for that.
Brother.
I wish more believers would take that to task, and they would believe God that their children are a gift from Him. And if they can survive, let me tell you, as a father of 10 and now a grandfather of 2, we've got our second one
Oh,
is
God
due.
Bless you, brother.
Yeah, our second one is... Our second one's due later this year, I think September or something, or October. But, you know, I know God is faithful, even when we don't make a lot of money and stuff, even when we're looking not even paycheck to paycheck, but day to day, God is faithful in that. And if we want to overcome, look, I've often said, the one who has the most children wins.
Amen.
And if you're going to restrict the kingdom of God for the next generation, well, then you're going to answer for that. We need to trust God in using those arrows in the hands of the mighty man, as the psalmist says, in order that we might affect the future for the glory of God. If we're restricting that, well, by golly, the godless and the apostate and the cults and everybody else are going to have children. They're not.
Raise them in His word, in His law, so that they may go out and spread His word and spread His law.
That's exactly right, Sean. Do you got something else you want to add, brother?
Yeah.
Okay,
look, everyone, just remember, even in the darkest of times, the true light of God always shines through.
Amen.
And even though our country has been quite literally taken over by communists, in the end, God always wins, and He loves us, each and every one of us. And know, everyone, that you are loved by me and mine. God Amen. Bless everyone. Stay strong, keep the faith, and always don the full armor of God.
Amen.
Remember to always speak out against evil whenever it rears its head.
Yep. That's a good word, Sean. Thank you so much for the call, brother.
God bless everyone.
All right, take care. All right, there goes Sean from New Jersey. And thank you for that word. Appreciate that very much. And, yeah, God bless the efforts there that you're doing there in your home in the state of New Jersey. Going back to these things, look, when he was talking about this compartmentalizing and things of that nature, we're going to see some of that here as we go through the show. Okay, because in the second hour, I'm going to continue on. There were some of these things that I had an umbrella kind of look at. And then I started pulling up all this other stuff that I had from the past. Some of it I didn't even get to see. I mean, there's so much stuff that's coming at us. I didn't even get to see some of this. But let me take you to the scriptures here real quickly, because we're talking about all of these companies they own. I'm going to show you that BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street are tied to the World Economic Forum. Just going to show you right off their websites that they are in just a minute. But what did Klaus Schwab tell the people? What did he warn them? You're going to own nothing and be happy. That's what he told you. He's telling you right off the bat what his plans are. And he's got people from all over the world in positions of various governments who are part of his World Economic Forum. And he's using them, and he's using these things, these CEIs and these DEIs and the other things, in order to facilitate what they want. And even BlackRock is tied here. Here's what Proverbs 11:26 says. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. In other words, there is an idea that if you are a covetous man, you're a hoarder. And you hoard things to yourself. Now, has this been done in Scripture? Yep, we're going to look at some of that in just a second, too. In fact, let me just go ahead and run over here to Luke chapter 12 and throw this in. Then I'm going to go back to BlackRock, and we'll mix this in as we go, okay? So this is Luke chapter 12, and beginning at verse, 15. And he said unto them, this is Jesus, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not, hear that, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. In other words, man's life is not about, you know, the old saying, he who has the most toys wins. No, that doesn't necessarily mean that the case. In fact, many times that person is the loser. But Jesus says our life doesn't consist in the abundance of things that we have. He's going to tell us how it should be, and we're going to let him tell us on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582 or 582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear that little bass line? I just like waiting for that bass line. I want just the bass line to come on. You can kind of talk over that. You feel like it's working you up, but I like that bass line. Anyway, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Happy to take your call, a comment, something you want to add here, that's great. And Sean, thank you for the call again. All right, let's go back to what Jesus said here in Luke chapter 12. And then I'm going to show you, this is exactly what these people are doing. This is exactly what they're doing. All right, so Jesus says, where was I at? I jumped way down here on where I was. A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Verse 16 of Luke chapter 12. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Now, this is the days before, you know, you've got your corporations stuff of today. This is a guy who owned a lot of land. He's probably got a lot of servants. He's got a lot of silos, all this kind of stuff. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. I just got too much stuff. And he said, this will I do. He didn't say, I'm going to go share it with my neighbors. You know, I've got enough for me. I'm not going to share it with my neighbors. I'm not going to take care of the poor. I mean, he doesn't mention anything like that. He said, this will I do. I'll pull down my barns. He already had barns. And I'll build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease. Eat. drink and be merry, carpe diem. But God said unto him, thou fool. Why? Because he was making his life thinking it consisted of the things that he possessed. And God said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? Notice how it goes on. So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. You ever considered that, guys? How many of you guys ever run up, if you're down here down south, you got some roadkill in the middle of the road, and you got all these big black birds down there? You ever thought about that, what we would look at as a nasty meal? God's made those creatures able to eat it. If you and I ate it, we would get sick. They can eat it. They're like the cleanup crew. He provides for them, doesn't he? How much more are ye better than the fowls, those of you created in the image of God? And which of you with taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? None of us. And ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. We're going to talk about Solomon in a minute if we get a chance to. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things. What things? What you're eating, how you're going to get shelter, what kind of clothes you're going to have on your back, all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. This is what Jesus told his disciples. I think it's applicable to us. Is God not our Father? If we're Christ's, yes, he is. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Now that's an encouraging word. And it is a word that goes completely against what we're seeing here with BlackRock and such. For instance, some of the things that we have seen from BlackRock, and this is the guy who owns it, Larry Fink. Okay, I want you to listen. It's just a short clip, but catch what he says here about what the intentions are for what he's doing.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies.
I don't know why this is so incredibly
you have
quiet.
To force behaviors, and at BlackRock we are forcing behaviors.
Okay, all right, so did you hear, you caught that last part.
Behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock we are forcing behaviors.
Okay, behaviors are going to have to change. He's talking about these companies, their behavior is going to have to change, and at BlackRock, you see all where they got their fingers in all these pies, they say behaviors are going to have to change. Behaviors are going to have to change. That's interesting. Behavior. Not we need to find out new ways to market our products, make them better, safer, more natural, or anything like this, better for the consumer. No, we're going to have to change your behavior. We're going to have to change behavior. We're going to have to learn to control companies, and by controlling companies, control people. By the way, them and Vanguard own several of these media outlets and the big pharmaceutical companies that were pushing the shots. Anybody see a conflict of interest in any of this? Anybody seeing monopolies going on? I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Bradley and I were talking about it earlier. He said, you know, Congress knows this. We have antitrust laws. We're going to look at that shortly. We're going to look at that first thing on hour two when we come back. But as what antitrust laws do, these guys have acquired a monopoly. It is against the law. for them to be controlling all of these things. It really is against the law for them to be doing that. The people know it. They know there's something not right. This is what one of the guys, he used to be a executive with BlackRock. I want you to listen to what this guy says. Let me turn this up just in case I had it turned down like I had that other one. I was just trying to keep it where our little thing is pegging out there and driving GCN crazy. But listen to this guy.
The global debt bubble is at its peak, and it's becoming apparent, given what's going on across the globe, that we're at the end. And due to that fact, we're going to see lots of crazy things in the financial markets. I think we're going to see the credit markets become unhinged, the equity markets become unhinged. You know, the Fed got a reprieve from COVID when they were able to, you know, under the cover of COVID, print 65% more money to keep this thing afloat. But we're at the end days here, and a lot of what you're seeing in the response from global governments is what I believe is setting up a system to, you know, under the guise of medical tyranny, to prevent the riots that are going to ensue once this thing all unwinds. That's my personal belief, and I watch what people do know what they say.
Okay. All right. So when he's talking about end days, he's not talking about something eschatological. He's saying they're going to run out of days where they can't print any more money. And this is the same thing that ran through Germany with the Weimar Republic. They kept printing money and printing money and printing money. And the more money they print, the less it bought. Why? You're devaluing it. And we don't even have real money. We've got pieces of paper. On the morning show, we've shown you. We're dealing in an abomination of unjust weights and measures that the Federal Reserve said in their own documents. The pieces of paper you carry around in your wallet that are green and white have no value at all. The only reason that they have value is because you think they have value. The other thing is they're really lawless. I don't care if Congress wrote the Federal Reserve Act and all that. They can write it all they want to. But the fact of the matter is the law, at least what they swear they're going to uphold to, has God's money, which you find in the Scripture. Gold and silver coin can only be coined by Congress, and it can only be used by the states to pay debts. That's what the Constitution says. How many of you are paying your debts with gold and silver? How many of you know that even under this system, that the U.S. government is the one responsible for your checks? The U.S. government is responsible for the Federal Reserve notes. The U.S. government is responsible for your debts. I mean, that's right there in their statutes, too. But somehow, we've missed that. And this guy is saying, we're coming to the end of this. We're not going to be able to hold on very long at all. Roger, I see your call there. We're fixing to go off in like 30 seconds and come back. If you can hold on, Roger from West Virginia, I'll pick up your call first thing, then we'll go to the antitrust laws in hour two. So be sure and hang on, and I will take your call. I promise I'll pick it up first thing when we come back in hour two. So stay tuned. We're going to cover a little more of this, and whatever I don't cover, we're going to have an afternoon show archive on sonsoflibertymedia.com, so you'll be able to pick up all these things that if I don't get to them, they'll be in that. All right, so hang on, hour two straight ahead.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.